梅雨三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目找工作单元的初级课程。Toby 刚刚大学毕业，急着找工作，不过他遇到了一个大问题，我们一起来听听看。
Hi, Toby. How are you doing? You don't look very well.
Hey, Denise. I'm just sad because I can't find a job.
Yeah, it's hard to find a job right now. You need to have a really great resume.
That's the problem. I don't have a resume yet.
Really? That's okay. I'll help you make one.
Oh, 原来 Toby 目前最大的障碍啊，是没有一份出色的 resume. R-E-S-U-M-E.Resume, 简历。
Yes, Winnie. Without a resume, he can't find a job. That's why he said he's upset.
不过啊 ,Denise 真够朋友的，立刻主动提出愿意帮助 Toby 给他支支招，写出一份好简历。
First, I need you to tell me what kind of experience you have.
Well, I just graduated from college, so I don't have much work experience.
Did you have any part-time jobs in college?
Well, I worked at the campus bookstore one day per week.
Great! You can say you have lots of sales experience.
So, Winnie, how does Toby describe his work experience?
他说自己刚刚大学毕业，没什么工作经验。不过他以前曾经在学校书店有个 part-time job, 打过零工，一个礼拜上一天班。
Exactly. Students have to study a lot, so usually they don't have time for full-time jobs.
不过啊 ,Denise 好像是个写简历的老手呢，她特别懂得写简历的秘诀。
And what's that?
一个字，吹。写简历的时候啊，最忌讳谦虚了。虽然 Toby 一个礼拜只上一天班，可 Denise 却让他在简历里写自己有 extensive experience in sales, 有丰富的销售经验。
So, Toby, can you tell me exactly what you did at the bookstore?
There wasn't much work for me to do, so I just played on the internet all day.
Oh, so you have strong computer skills. What else did you do?
I also talked with my coworkers a lot.
Great! Strong communication and people skills.
So, Winnie, did you hear what Toby did at his job?
他说啊，书店那份工作既很悠闲，没什么事可做，所以呢，他就成天上网。
Right, but I'm not sure he should put that on his resume.
这个啊，您就别担心啦。没听 Denise 说吗？在网上瞎逛啊，代表 good computer skills, 擅长使用电脑。哎，你看这牛吹的。
I agree. What else did Toby do at his job?
他还老跟同事聊天。不过啊，这到了 Denise 嘴里，这也成了优点呢，叫做 good communication and people skills, 良好的沟通和人际交往能力。我看啊，等这份简历写出来，连 Toby 自己都不敢相信自己竟然真的这么出色呢。
All right, now tell me about your educational experience.
I majored in English.
Well, did you learn anything about business when you were at college?
When I graduated, I sold some of my books to a friend.
Perfect. You have done some sales and have experience in customer service.
Wow, I never realized I had so much work experience.
Toby 在大学的专业是英文，这么说，他应该没有学过什么商业管理的知识吧
？That's true, but did he learn about business in another way?
我可不觉得。不过啊，这 Denise 真是很会扯哎。他听说 Toby 在毕业的时候把几本旧书卖给了朋友，就说他有 sales and customer service experience, 有销售和客户服务经验。
Well, do you think this resume will help Toby get some interviews?
简历啊写得这么唬人，得到面试的机会八成没问题。不过啊，等用人单位发现 Toby 只是在简历上吹牛的时候，大概就离炒他鱿鱼不远了。这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站 goenglish.me。网址是 www.goenglish.me。
欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林，赶快来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要一起来聊聊换工作需要考虑些什么，看看怎么表达如释重负，还要告诉你怎么说毫不示弱。
Making a career change is always a hard decision. There's so much to think about. How much you can improve? Is there room for promotion? The company's culture plays a big part as well.
Yeah, the mere thought of writing a resume and updating a cover letter gives me a headache. I just feel lucky to have a job that I enjoy.
I second that.
好了，咱们言归正传，赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
caregiver. Caregiver is spelled C-A-R-E-G-I-V-E-R. Caregiver.
Caregiver, 看护、照料别人的人。统计数字显示
An estimated 42 million people, about 30% of the U.S. adult population, are caregivers for family members.
美国大约有4200万人有家人需要照料，大约相当于美国成年人口的 30%。皮尤研究中心的一项调查发现
Family caregivers are much more likely to go online in search of health information than other groups.
家里有人需要照顾的人群比其他人上网查找健康信息的比例要高出很多。
Caregivers, top internet searches include dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and long-term care for the elderly or disabled.
需要照顾别人的人上网搜索最多的包括痴呆、老年性痴呆以及如何长期照顾老年人和残疾人。好的，今天我们学习的词是
caregiver, caregiver.Caregiver.
这个词儿也可以表示替人照顾小孩的人。
Yep, in my family, I've always been the free caregiver. I help my sister look after her 2-year-old daughter all the time. Not that I mind. My niece is the cutest little girl in the world.
哟，看不出来你还挺有耐心的嘛。不过就你这动手能力，别把人家小孩摔了。
What? I'm not bragging. Ask around. I'm a babysitting expert.
嗯哼，不信，换成我，我一定不放心。
Hey, at least I give as good as I get.
好，你刚才提到了一个很特别的说法 ，give as good as one gets。咱们一起来听听今天的 words and idioms， 学学这个习惯用语的用法。
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第810讲。我是杨晨。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我星期五要和一个老朋友出去吃饭，他现在是一家电视台的总裁。第一次见他的人都会问，这么一个身材瘦小、说话轻声细语的亚洲女子怎么能在竞争如此激烈的领域里出人头地呢？如果你了解他的性格，就不难理解了。今天我们要介绍给大家的习惯用语，形容他真是恰如其分。
Give as good as one gets. Give as good as one gets.
Give as good as one gets. 这个习惯用语的意思是毫不示弱地加以反击。你现在明白了吧？我那个朋友绝对不会受人欺负，因此才能在娱乐圈子里闯荡出一番天地。
She gives as good as she gets.
大家肯定都听说过希拉里·克林顿，她是美国前总统比尔·克林顿的夫人，后来当选纽约州参议员，再后来又成了美国民主党的总统参选人。我们一起来听听下面这个政治问题分析员是如何评价希拉里的。
Polls show that most Americans believe Senator Hillary Clinton is tough enough to be President of the United States. That's because she has handled herself well against continuous political attacks by her opponents and is seen as a strong negotiator. She always gives as good as she gets.
民意调查显示，大多数美国人都相信希拉里·克林顿参议员很强悍。可以胜任美国总统，因为面对政治对手接连不断的政治攻击，他都能妥善处理，而且被认为是一个很能干的谈判者。他面对挑战丝毫也不示弱。
话虽如此， 但是美国人要加入女性元首的行列，恐怕时机尚未成熟。大家恐怕还记得，早在上个世纪80年代，英国就出现了女首相撒切尔夫人。在男性占据统治地位的政界，她毫不示弱。
She used to give as good as she got.
也因此获得了铁娘子的称号。让我们再听一遍上面的那段话。
Polls show that most Americans believe Senator Hillary Clinton is tough enough to be President of the United States. That's because she has handled herself well against continuous political attacks by her opponents and is seen as a strong negotiator. She always gives as good as she gets.
要取得成功，往往需要不屈不挠的气概。让我们听听下面这个排球队的经历。
In our first season, a lot of sports columnists doubted that our volleyball team would be any match against our fierce competitors, but we showed them that we were ready to take on any challenge. Game after game, we proved that we could fight back. We gave as good as we got. And now, we're the league champions.
第一个赛季，很多体育专栏作家都怀疑我们不是其他人的对手。但是我们以实际行动告诉他们，我们做好了迎接任何挑战的准备。每场比赛都证明，我们毫不示弱地加以还击。如今，我们终于赢得了联盟的冠军头衔。
你可知道被人小看的滋味？上大学的时候，我加入了刚刚成立的辩论队，大家都觉得我们的对手经验丰富，因此我们不堪一击。不过，虽然我们缺少经验，但是并不缺少决心和毅力。没过多久，我们就开始反击了。
You were giving as good as you were getting.
最后，我们竟然获得了第二名。让我们再听一下上面的例句。
In our first season, a lot of sports columnists doubted that our volleyball team would be any match against our fierce competitors. But we showed them that we were ready to take on any challenge. Game after game, we proved that we could fight back.We gave as good as we got, and now we're the league champions.
Give as good as one gets. 这个习惯用语的准确用法的历史并不久远，只有几十年。大家既然已经知道 give as good as one gets 的意思了，那就可以尝试着把它用在日常对话中。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨，
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time,
我们下次节目再见。
I'm going home in 3 days. There's gonna be tons of delicious food and lots of family time. I cannot wait.
归心似箭呀。
I envy you so much. Do you have any plans for your vacation?
Not exactly. Probably just treat myself to all the 北京烤鸭、鱼香肉丝、松鼠鱼等等等等。Oh, 还有你最爱的串儿。
Grr, I am so jealous of your life right now. You know my love for串is unconditional.
没关系，我帮你把你那份也吃了。好了好了，你刚才提到了一个词儿 unconditional. 咱们来学学这个词儿要怎么用。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
unconditional. Unconditional is spelled UNCONDITIONAL. Unconditional.
Unconditional, 无条件的。
The US Senate passed a resolution calling for Cuba's immediate and unconditional release of Alan Gross, who was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
美国国会参议院通过决议，要求古巴政府立即无条件释放被判入狱15年的艾伦·格罗斯。1970年，佛罗里达州一个16岁的女孩因为药物反应进入昏迷状态，一直没有醒来。42年间，她的家人一直陪伴在她身边，直到她上个星期去世。
This is undoubtedly a true testimony of unconditional love.
这无疑是无条件爱的真实体现。好的，今天我们学习的词是。
Unconditional, unconditional, unconditional.
Unconditional love, 无条件的爱，又让我想起了我爸妈。They have always given me unconditional love. No matter what I do or wherever I am, I know they will support me.
Yeah, we are both lucky we are from healthy, loving families. Speaking of which, have you finished your shopping for your trip?
哎呀，亲戚太多了，我买都买不过来。不过呢，幸好我妈妈决定不回她老家了。So, I'm off the hook for now.
Oh, good for you. Do you want to consider using the rest of your budget to get a gift for me?
No gift. But how about hot chocolate on me today?
I'll take what I can get. Also, off the hook is a great idiom. Let's listen to another Words and Idioms and check it out.
美国习惯用语
Words and Idioms。
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第811讲，我是杨晨，
我是 Doug Johnson。
很多人擅长在大庭广众之下讲话，比如说婚礼或是生日宴会等场合，我可不行，还没说话脸就红了。不久前我的一个小师妹结婚，让我发表贺词，害得我好几天没睡好觉。后来他终于同意让我帮忙安排婚礼，不用讲话了，真让我觉得如释重负。在英语里我们说这叫做
off the hook. Off is spelled O-F-F. Off. Hook is spelled H-O-O-K. Hook. Off the hook.
Hook 是钩子的意思。
Off the hook.
脱钩其实就是脱身或摆脱责任的意思，这下你明白了吧？不用在小师妹的婚礼上讲话，让我如释重负。我可以说 I'm off the hook. Off the hook 这个习惯用语也可以用在非常严肃的场合下。在下面这个例子中，一名警察告诉刑警队长说，一名涉案嫌疑人已经不再是调查对象了。让我们听听他是怎么说的。
We have confirmed that the man was 2,000 miles away in Los Angeles at the time of the murder, sir. So as far as we're concerned, he is off the hook, and no further investigation is required.
我们已经证实，谋杀案案发的时候，此人正在2000英里以外的洛杉矶市，所以对我们来说，他不可能参与此案，不再需要对他进行调查了。
不过有时候警察也会故意放虎归山，为的是让罪犯嫌疑人自以为脱身了。 Off the hook 往往是在这种时候，犯罪嫌疑人非常容易露出马脚，让警察找到线索。好，让我们再来听听上面那段话。
We have confirmed that the man was 2,000 miles away in Los Angeles at the time of the murder, sir. So as far as we're concernedHe is off the hook, and no further investigation is required.
我先生星期六本来要加班，所以没办法跟我们一起去爬山。谁知道星期五的时候，客户突然打电话通知他，要把星期六的电话会议改为下星期。
He is off the hook.
没错，他因此而脱身了。不难想象Off the hook 这个习惯用语是从钓鱼来的，最早的时候是指一条本来已经咬钩的鱼又脱了钩，重获自由，后来到19世纪中叶才引申为摆脱困境和摆脱责任。在下面这个例子中，一位商界领袖对市长颇有微词，他觉得当地经济搞不好，做市长的不能一味把责任推到联邦政府的身上，自己也应该承担一些责任。让我们听听他是怎么说的。
I agree with the mayor that many of our problems can be blamed on the policies of the federal government, but I also think that the mayor has to take some of the blame himself. There's no way he should be let off the hook so easily.
我同意市长的看法，我们遇到很多问题确实要归咎于联邦政府的政策，不过我觉得市长也应该承担一部分责任，绝不能让他这么轻松地推卸责任。
这让我想起了英语里的一种说法，叫
Success has many fathers, but failure is an orphan.
意思是事成都来鞠躬，事败无人关怀。看来确实是这个道理。好，让我们再听听上面的例句。
I agree with the mayor that many of our problems can be blamed on the policies of the federal government. But I also think that the mayor has to take some of the blame himself. There's no way he should be let off the hook so easily.
我姐姐的小孩现在上高中，家里告诉她周末出去玩一定要在晚上十点以前回家，但是她经常在十点以后回来。她父亲上星期郑重地警告她。
If you are caught coming in late again, you won't get off the hook so easily anymore.
如果我们再发现你晚回来，绝不会轻易放过你。这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨晨。
我是 Douglas Johnson。
今天的节目制作人是胡晓玲，谢谢各位收听。
This has been Words and Idioms. Until next time.
我们下次节目再见。
So Mike, are you ready to take over my workload when I'm on vacation? I need to warn you though, there's a lot to get done.
Guess what? I'm off the hook. It turns out we will have an intern and she'll be handling most of your workload.
啊，你怎么这么幸运呢？不过现在办公室里实习生真多呀。
Yeah, in today's economy, a good job is hard to find. Lots of people take on internships hoping they will turn into full-time jobs later.
找工作真不容易，想起来以前我上学找工作的时候就焦头烂额的。在今天的 Business Etiquette 里 ，Lisa 跟同事 Emily 就谈起了找工作的话题，咱们一起来听听吧。
礼节美语。
Emily 问同事 Lisa 要不要一起吃饭。
Hey Lisa, want to grab lunch with me?
Sure, Emily. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.Actually, we haven't hung out at all recently. You seem sort of under the weather. Is there something going on?
Well, keep this under your hat, but I think I'm going to quit after New Year.
Emily 问 Lisa 要不要一起吃饭。她在这里用的动词是
grab, G-R-A-B, grab, grab lunch.
是口语里一种常用的说法，意思是随便买点午饭吃。也可以说
to grab something to eat.
听上去 ,Lisa 跟 Emily 很久没有一起吃饭聊天了。
We haven't hung out at all recently. To hang out.
意思是跟朋友待在一起。Emily 还说 ,Lisa 看上去
sort of under the weather.
似乎有点不舒服。问她怎么回事。Lisa 告诉 Emily, 自己新年过后可能要辞职,但是要 Emily 暂时保密。
Keep this under your hat. To keep something under one's hat.
意思是保守秘密，不要告诉别人。Emily 听到这个消息，感到很突然。
Quit this company? Oh, wow.
I know. I should be pretty happy here, but I'm not finding the kind of job satisfaction I need. I'm a good graphic designer.
One of the best in the company.
That's kind of you to say. But the stuff we do here hasn't really challenged me very much at all.
Oh, I get it. Simply put, you're bored, huh?
That's one way of putting it. For me, a job needs to stimulate my brain. Otherwise, it becomes a daily drudgery.
Lisa 是公司里最好的图像设计师之一。目前这份工作对她没有挑战性。
Simply put.
简单地说，她觉得现在的工作很无聊。
Put. P-U-T. Put.
在这里意思是说出来，表达出来。上面两人的对话还有
That's one way of putting it.
也是同样的用法。意思是也可以这么说。Lisa 说她需要一份能让她兴奋起来的工作，否则的话工作就成了
A daily drudgery. Drudgery is spelled D-R-U-D-G-E-R-Y. Drudgery. Drudgery.
意思是无聊乏味的工作。
Another thing is that I don't feel like there is a decent chance of promotion.I've been here for 3 years, and I'm doing the exact same thing at the exact same salary.
That's true. Salaries have been frozen for a while, and I hear next year it's the same story.
I'm finding that I spend a lot of time at work just sitting at my cubicle, daydreaming, or wasting time. I can't sleep Sunday nights because I know I have to go back to work the next day.
Wow. Sounds like you're suffering from serious job dissatisfaction. I guess you really do need a change.
Lisa 还说想辞职的另外一个原因是觉得没有升职的机会。
there isn't a decent chance of promotion.
Emily 表示赞成，因为工资已经有一段时间没涨过了，而且她听说
Next year it's the same story.
明年还是这样。Lisa 说，有时候上班就是在自己的小隔间
cubicle
里面发呆，浪费时间。星期天晚上一想到第二天还要去上班，就睡不着觉。看来 Lisa 真得换份工作了。
Nobody wants a boring job. I think a company's culture is extremely important.You want to be in a company where the management team is open to new ideas and changes.
Exactly. You want to go to places like Google or Facebook. I hear their employee satisfaction is very high, partly because they don't have to follow corporate bureaucratic procedures.
Yep. But again, good jobs are hard to find. Let's continue to see what advice Emily has for Lisa.
礼节美语
Lisa 告诉同事 Emily, 新年过后她准备辞职，因为她觉得眼下的工作很无聊，又没有升职的机会。她说
The other problem is I think the company is really set in its ways.
What do you mean?
In other words, I think management is resistant to change. I've given great proposals to my section chief, and I've even sent emails with ideas on how to streamline operations to the big boss. But the reaction is always the same.
What do they say when you offer suggestions?
Usually something like, we'll take a look and get back to you. But that's the last I'll ever hear from them.
Lisa 还觉得公司的运作墨守成规。
Set in one's ways.
是指生活方式或做事方法一成不变。类似的说法还有
Stuck in a rut. Rut is spelled R-U-T. Rut.
是指车轱辘留下的痕迹。
To be stuck in a rut.
现在车轱辘的印子里也是墨守成规一成不变的意思。Lisa 说自己向部门经理和公司老板提出过很多好的建议，但是都没有得到重视。得到的回答一般都是
We'll take a look and get back to you.
我们看一下再答复你。可后面就再也没有任何消息了。
So, do you have any job prospects lined up?
I've been sending out resumes, and I've got a couple of bites.
I see. So you've pretty much made up your mind to quit, then?
I think so. I'll miss seeing you every day.
I'll miss you, too. Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Don't burn any bridges when you make your move.
What do you mean?
Emily 问 Lisa 她工作找得怎么样了。
Do you have any job prospects lined up?
Lisa 说自己发了一些简历，已经有一些公司对她表示有兴趣了。
I've gotten a couple of bites. Bite. B-I-T-E. Bite.
在这里是上钩的意思，也就是说她的简历引起了一些公司的兴趣。看起来 Lisa 真的决定要走了。Emily 好心地建议她说
Don't burn any bridges.
辞职的时候不要把事做绝，要给自己留条后路。Emily 进一步解释说
I mean, don't tell the boss you hate your job or him.Simply inform them that you plan to resign from your position and do your best to train your replacement. That way, this company can remain a backup option for you.
You make a good point. I'll try to be as professional about this as possible. Thanks, Emily. Talking to you makes me feel much better.
Sure. Now, let's eat.
Emily 劝 Lisa 不要
burn any bridges.
断了自己的后路。不用告诉老板对公司有多么不满意，而且还要
do your best to train your replacement，
尽力把交接工作做好。这里所说的
replacement
指的是接替 Lisa 工作的那个人。Emily 说，这样的话，现在的公司还能是 Lisa 的候补选项
backup option。
Lisa 觉得 Emily 这番话很有道理，并保证自己在处理这件事的时候
，I'll try to be as professional as possible。
这里的
professional
是专业的
as professional as possible
意思是尽可能按照职场的惯例去做
Wow, I feel so lucky to work on such a creative, open-minded, and smart team
For once, and only once, we agree on something
好了同学们这次的节目时间就到这里了如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题请发电